All right, so today we're gonna really take a deep dive into trade schools
Okay.
and specifically kind of the not so glamorous side of things.
Right.
We're talking about finances,
Okay.
and particularly how student loans play into the whole picture of going to trade school.
Right.
We've got some excerpts from Pasted Text,
Okay.
and I think you'll be surprised by some of the things that we found in here.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about this. It's
Yeah,
not something that gets talked about a lot, you know?
it's not.
We always hear about the sky-high costs of a four-year college,
Right.
but trade schools have their own set of costs.
Exactly.
And given the potential for a really good return on investment, you know, that ROI in these fields,
Right.
I think it's a conversation we really need to have,
Absolutely.
whether you're considering trade school or just curious about education costs in general.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So one of the first things that stood out to me in Pasted Text was this whole idea of trade school costs that go way beyond just tuition, which, like, obviously tuition is a big deal.
Oh, right, of course. But that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this hidden world of expenses
Oh, yeah.
that people don't always realize are there.
Yeah. What's fascinating is how many people I've talked to
Right.
who got caught off guard by this. You know,
Wow.
we're talking about the tools and equipment you need, and it's not just a basic toolbox. You know,
Hey.
you might need a specific welding porch for a certain technique
Right.
or a specialized set of pliers for electrical work.
Okay.
Then you've got uniforms, safety gear, licensing exam fees.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff adds up.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I never would have thought about the tools being so specific. You
Right?
know, it's not like.
You can't just go to the hardware store
Right.
and grab whatever's on sale. You
Yeah.
need the right tools for the job.
Exactly.
And the costs can vary so much depending on the trade.
Oh, wow.
Some trades will
Yeah.
require a huge upfront investment in tools,
Yeah, that's a good point.
which can really impact your finances.
Especially if you're relying on loans to get through school.
Especially if you're relying on loans.
Right, because then it's like
Yeah.
you're not only paying back the loan itself,
Exactly.
but also just like getting started.
You got to factor in those upfront costs
Yeah.
into your overall plan. It's
Absolutely.
like a double whammy.
And on top of that,
Yeah.
you know, Pasted Text mentions that while scholarships and grants are great, they're often geared towards traditional four-year colleges.
Right.
So it's like trade school students are already at a disadvantage when it comes to financial aid.
You know, it's interesting. It
Yeah.
makes you wonder if we're doing enough to support students
Yeah.
going into these really important trades.
Right. These in-demand trades.
Yeah. You know, they lead to good paying jobs. They contribute so much to our economy.
Yeah, for sure.
And
It's like there's this.
yeah. Is there a bias in the system?
Yeah, it's like this
Wow.
weird, you
Yeah,
know.
it's a question worth asking.
Yeah, and Pasted Text also talks about how
Yeah.
the hands-on nature of a lot of these trade school programs
Right.
makes it really hard to work part-time
Yeah.
while you're in school
Right.
because they're designed to get you job ready.
It's intense.
So the training is no joke.
It's not just sitting in a lecture hall.
Right.
You're actually doing the work, learning the skills.
So that makes sense, but it also makes it tough to make money while you're learning.
Right. So that brings us back to
Yeah.
that financial planning piece. You got to have a solid plan
Right.
before you even enroll, you
Well,
know?
we've got these upfront costs,
Yeah.
limited financial aid, and the challenge of balancing work with this intense training. And that leads us to, drum roll, please,
Oh,
student loans.
okay.
So Pasted Text goes
Yeah.
into the different types of loans,
Yeah.
you know, federal, private.
Right.
Even some schools have their own plans.
Yeah, you've got a whole menu of options.
It's like a maze.
Yeah, it could be overwhelming.
But one thing that really stood out to me
Okay.
was this emphasis on understanding the loan terms.
Yes, absolutely.
Like interest rates can make a huge E difference.
Over time.
Yes, over time.
It's not just about the monthly payment. You
Right.
got to look at the big picture. How
Yeah.
much are you actually going to pay back
Totally.
over the life of the loan?
And that's where the advice to borrow only what you need comes in.
Exactly.
The Pasted Text really drives home.
And that's a challenge for a lot of young people
Right.
because they might not have that
Yeah.
financial literacy.
Right. Like they don't even
And
know how to figure that out.
yeah,
So it's
exactly.
not just about knowing how much tuition is,
Right.
but also
Like cost of living.
cost of living.
Those trade-specific tools we talked about.
Yes.
Everything else you're going to need to succeed,
Yeah.
Because even if a small loan sounds good now,
right,
if it doesn't cover all your expenses, you could end up in trouble.
Yeah, you're just digging yourself a hole.
Exactly.
That you got to climb out of later.
That's why a detailed budget is so important.
Okay.
It helps you figure out what you really need and make smart borrowing decisions.
So before you even pick up a wrench or a welding torch, you need to pick up a calculator and a spreadsheet.
You got it.
Okay.
It's about being proactive.
Yeah.
Taking control of your finances.
Lovely.
Making them work for you.
Yeah.
Not against you.
I like that.
It's an investment in your future.
Okay.
That's what Pasted Text really emphasizes, understanding those financial implications of your choices.
It's not just about the exciting career.
Right.
It's about
the whole picture.
Yeah, the whole picture.
The whole journey.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay, so speaking of the future.
Pasted Text doesn't just like leave you hanging with a mountain of debt and a good luck out there.
It doesn't.
You know, it actually goes into things like repayment plans, loan forgiveness programs, even using some of your income for further certifications.
Yeah, to boost your earning power.
To boost your earning power.
I think that's a key takeaway.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, hey, we know loans can be scary.
Right.
But here are some tools.
To make them work for you.
To make them work for you.
Yeah, not against you.
Not against you, yeah.
It's all about being smart.
Okay, so let's break down these repayment plans.
Okay.
Pasted Text mentions a few different options.
Right.
And I think they don't all sound like the standard,
you
know, pay a fixed amount every month
kind
of deal.
So you've got your standard repayment plan, which is what most people think of, fixed monthly payments for a set number of years.
Okay.
But then you've got graduated repayment plans.
Yeah. Where your payments start lower and gradually increase over time.
Okay.
So that can be a good option for someone who's just starting out in their career.
Right.
Because their income is likely to grow.
That makes sense.
You know, as they gain experience.
Yeah, take some of the pressure off.
Right.
In those early years.
Exactly.
When you're still kind of figuring things out.
And you're just getting your feet wet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what about those income-driven repayment plans?
Oh, yeah. Those are really interesting.
Pasted Text mentioned those, too.
So with an income-driven plan, your monthly payment is based on a percentage of your income.
Okay.
So if you're having a tough month.
Right.
Or your income drops, your payments adjust.
Wow.
So it's like a safety net.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it.
It's built right in.
Yeah.
Some common ones you might see are income-based repayment or IBR or pay as you earn.
Okay.
Or payee.
Okay.
There's a few different variations.
So it takes into account that life happens.
Exactly.
You know, things aren't always going to be.
It's not always going to be a smooth ride.
Right. Perfectly stable.
You might have some bumps in the road.
Yeah, for sure.
And these plans give you that flexibility to adjust.
Okay. So then Pasted Text brought up loan forgiveness programs.
Right.
I know those exist.
Yeah.
But I always thought they were mainly for 4-year degrees.
That's a common misconception.
Is it?
A lot of people don't realize that they can apply to trade school loans too.
Oh, wow.
Especially for folks in public service.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about a career in teaching nursing, social work, things like that, you might be eligible for public service loan forgiveness or PSLF.
So you could potentially be giving back to your community.
Right.
And have some of your loans forgiven.
Exactly. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's a win-win. You're doing good.
Yeah. And you're getting some financial relief.
It seems like a great way to encourage people to go into those professions.
Right. It recognizes the importance of those fields.
Okay. So we've talked about managing debt through repayment plans.
Right.
Loan forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But then Pasted Text goes a step further.
Yeah.
And talks about using some of your income for, wait for it.
Okay.
More education.
More education.
Which seems a little counterintuitive when you're already trying to.
Yeah. You're thinking, I'm already in debt.
Pay off loans.
Why would I take on more?
Right, exactly.
But it's about strategic investment.
Okay.
So think of it this way.
Okay.
The skills you learn in trade school, that's your foundation.
Okay.
That's your starting point.
Okay.
But the world is changing so fast. You got to keep learning.
Okay.
So those further certifications, specialized courses, even an advanced degree, those can really boost your earning potential.
Okay, so it's about constantly, like, sharpening your skills.
Exactly.
Expanding your knowledge base.
It's like you've got your basic set of tools,
Yeah.
They'll get the job done. But having specialized tools
Smart.
and knowing how to use them
Yeah.
makes you even more valuable.
More competitive in the job market.
Exactly.
So it's about staying ahead of the curve,
Yeah. And so
adapting,
keeping up with those changes.
investing in yourself.
Investing in yourself long term.
Long term. Okay. So
Exactly.
you're not just
Yeah.
repaying debt.
Right.
You're using your
It's
income
mature
strategically.
strategically to create more opportunities.
Yeah, to build a more secure future.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
all about empowering yourself to make those informed decisions
Right.
that align with your goals.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Costs beyond tuition, different loan types, repayment plans,
Right.
loan forgiveness, even investing in more education to boost your earning power.
That's a lot to think about,
It is.
but it's all important.
Yeah, and it's clear that
Yeah.
funding a trade school education is
More
and
complicated
more nuanced.
than people
And
realize.
people realize, yeah.
Yeah. And I think this deep dive has been really helpful in
Yeah.
shining a light on this
Yeah, for sure.
because it doesn't get talked about enough.
And you know, at the beginning, we talked about how this
Yeah.
might not seem like the most glamorous topic,
Right.
but honestly, I found it really fascinating.
Me too.
It's about real people
Yeah.
making real decisions
Absolutely.
that have a big impact on their lives.
It's about recognizing the value of these trades, understanding the financial side,
Right.
and helping people make informed
And
choices.
remember, our goal was to go beyond just
Yeah.
talking about boring loans.
Right. We wanted to see how they
Yeah.
fit into the bigger picture.
Exactly like choosing trade school, finding a career you're passionate about,
Finding a career you love.
and building a solid future.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And that brings me to a final thought
Right
for
there.
our listeners.
All right, I'm listening.
So, Pasted Text talked a lot about
Yeah.
understanding loan terms, interest rates, repayment options, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's all important.
Right.
But you know what's even more important?
What's that?
Understanding yourself.
Ooh, like the.
Because you can have all the information in the world,
Right.
but if you don't know yourself,
Yeah.
it won't do you much good.
So ask yourself,
Yeah, what are your financial habits?
like, am I a planner?
Are you a planner? Are you more impulsive?
Or am I more?
Do you budget carefully?
Yeah.
Or do you tend to overspend?
Right. Like, how do I actually handle money?
Because debt affects everyone differently.
That's true.
And your personality, your
Yeah.
mindset
Yeah.
plays a huge role in how you handle it.
So even if you get a loan with great terms, if you don't have a good handle on
Yeah, if you're not good at managing your money,
your spending,
you
your.
could still run into trouble.
Right.
So trade school is a fantastic option for a lot of people. It can lead to a great career.
Absolutely.
But it's not a magic solution. It
Yeah.
takes planning
Yeah. Careful planning.
and honest self-assessment.
Okay, so it's like having a map,
Yeah.
but you still need to know how to use a compass
Exactly. You got to know where you're going
and how to get
and
there.
how to stay on track.
Awesome.
So hopefully you take away from this deep dive
Yeah.
not just facts and figures,
Wow.
but a better understanding of yourself and how to navigate the financial side of
Yeah.
pursuing your dreams.
Beautifully said.
All right.
And on that note,
Yeah.
we'll wrap up this deep dive into trade school loans.
Okay.
We hope you found it informative,
And helpful.
maybe even a little inspiring.
Yeah.
Remember, knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
The more you know,
The better choices you can make.
the better choices you can make about your education and your future.
Your future.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.